Hello, David's Tree Service.
Hi, David.
Hey.
Good afternoon. Hi, it's Honey from Local Splash.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm doing good.
All right, that is good to hear. So, yes, David, I'm actually calling because we see that you submitted a form on our general email. So we wanted to, there's no other information or message. So I'm actually just calling to check in if you have like any concern or anything that you wanted to discuss about.
I was just trying to get to my dashboard. I haven't been to it in quite a while. So I was just trying to go see what's on there and see what y'all need. But, you know. I've been trying to get my customers to give me a whatever it's called, a rating or whatever,
review.
A review, and I just it's just kind of been hadn't been able to do it. You know, they're either too old or you know they didn't. I don't know, but I've been trying to get that up, like y'all asked me, but I haven't.
No, I see. Don't worry. But were you able to go ahead and figure out where at the dashboard can you request for reviews? So I can walk you through right now.
Okay. When I went to it, I mean, it's like y'all, it must have been y'all had me a long password. I can't ever remember my password. So I wasn't sure if it was under David Finley I had to sign in or David's Tree Service. So I tried to do it. I got the dashboard right here, the orange little square on y'all's thing says access your dashboard.
Mm-hmm.
You want me to hit that?
Yes. Or let me send you your login credentials first so you have your logins. In that way, that also has the link to your dashboard, and then you can just copy and paste the login credentials from there.
Okay, because yeah, I got it where it automatically fills in with my sign in with my face, but I must not have it right because it says fill password and it looks at my face and checks it, and it's got the fin1119@yahoo.com the username, and then the password. I have no clue. I tried to do it earlier and put in where it says remember me, and I signed in and I put tree 50 for my password because I couldn't remember what it was. I thought it might have been that.
I see. No, actually you have a different password, but don't worry, I already emailed it to you.
Okay,
so I think the information that you have was like the old one, since you're one of our old clients.
Yeah, it says log in, access your local dashboard. I hit that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yes. Your username is actually your phone number, and then your password would be Go Reviews.
Okay, get out there. My password is what?
Go Reviews. G for George, O for Oscar. This is in all small letters. Mm-hmm.
R-E-V-I. I.
E-W-S.
E-W-S. Go Reviews.
Yes.
That's it?
Yes, that's right.
Okay, I'm going to take a snapshot so I can remember it. Save the photo. Okay. Remember me and hit sign in?
Yes, that's right.
Remember me and sign in. Update now or not now?
Let's do update now so that it updates your password as well.
Update. Your password for Local Splash has been sent, I guess it's going to say. Oh, it sent me to my passwords. Okay, I'm back on here. What? It must have been another one because that one's not. Okay, I'm getting. I don't know what happened.
Were you kicked out?
I tried to go back a step and it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting there. Just Xing some things out of here. And okay, I got the username is the Finn1119, correct?
Username is the phone number 504-352-429.
That's why I was putting the password in, but the username, I didn't put my number. Let me erase it. Okay, 504-352-422. That's the user.
Yeah.
And then O-R-E-V-W. I've got to see it. See him. R-E-V-W.
Review, yes, with an S. R-E-V-I-E-W.
I-E-W.
Yes.
Remember me and sign. Save. Your password for Local Splash has been saved. But it comes back like my phone number's username, but the password's not there. It's like invalid password.
Sorry.
Spell it again. I mean, I can put it in again if you want.
Oh, yes. Enter again. G-O. This has no spaces, right?
No spaces, but the first letter is capital, right?
No, it's not capital as well. All in small. Yes.
G-O-R-E-V-I-E-W-S. And sun in. No, still nothing.
Go
the phone number is 504-352-4292. That's the username. The password is not Go Reviews.
G-O-R-E-V-I-E-W-S.
Let me take the capital off. G-O-R-E-V-I-E-W-S. And nope. Will not take it.
Let's go ahead and reset that one. Let me reset your password.
After this, I want you to send me the link that I can give to my customers so they can give me reviews.
Yes, of course. I'll go ahead.
Because I don't know how to tell them to go review me. I need that link to give them.
Actually, we have a simplified way. If you have their phone number, I'll teach you later where you all have to do is like enter their phone number, and then they should be able to get the text and with the link. So it's much easier for it. Yes.
Yeah, I know some people are scared of links. I don't never click on a link ever, so.
Oh, yes, definitely. Yeah. Even me, I'm not very a fan of clicking links. So that's why you really have to let them know that you will be sending. Anyway, it will actually show them that you are requesting for a review from them and they just have to click on the link.
Right. I'll let them know.
It will be the same link that I will be sharing to you as well. The one that you will share to other people, just in case you wanted the link right away, like through email or something like that. So I'll still provide you the link. And let me just see if the reset is already done.
It popped up. It said send it to me. Do I go to that new one?
Yes.
Where would I go to messages? And do I hit the red, access your dashboard, or do I look for new messages? Local Splash, new message. I got it.
Yeah. The one, the new email?
Yeah, the brand new email. Just got it. Yeah. Okay.
All right. At this time, your password is GoSocial.
Okay, dashboard. Phone number is going to be 504-352-4292. With no dashes, right? No dash between 352-4292? Correct?
Yes, hello? That's right. 504-352-4292.
Yeah, with no dashes.
Yes. No dashes, just straight numbers.
And then GOREVIEWS.
Oh, we have changed the password. We have a new password now. I did reset it, yes. New
what
password would be Go Social. So G for George, O.
G-O.
S-O.
O.
C-I.
C-I.
A for alpha, L.
E-L. I'm just putting an I on it. G-O-S-I-C-I-E-L.
S-O. G-O-S-O-C-I-A-L.
A-L. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Like social media, something like that.
Yeah, it looks better now with the A-L. I'm the worst speller in the world.
I
so
know.
That's why I'm asking.
Don't worry, you're not alone.
I got G-O-S-O-C-I-A-L.
That's right.
Okay.
All small letters, okay?
Mm-hmm. All small letters, yes. No spaces, no nothing. Sign in. Save. Hey, I got something going now.
Did it work?
I guess so. I got total results of 20. Leads,
yes.
Zero.
You are, yeah.
Listing 17. Reviews, I got one.
Okay, so let's go there. I need you to go to reviews.
Leads, reviews. One review. Okay, it's Tree Service, Bell Chase, Louisiana.
You actually have 10. Oh, wait.
I see 4.
Let me refresh my page.
Ah, Chris, John, Alicia, David. I got 4 is all up there.
Chris, John. Yeah, that's right. Let me 4 reviews. That is right. So here on your dashboard, yeah, the last reviews we got was March 29. Oh, this was just yesterday.
Yeah, my brother's son-in-law.
Okay, that is great. Now, here on the right side of the page, you would see there would be a button where it say request review.
I see a blue circle with a one thing.
Oh, wait. Are you accessing this one through your cell phone or laptop?
My cell phone.
Oh, okay. So that's why. All right.
iPhone.
Okay. Can you tell me what you see on your screen? Is there like any reviews button there or request review?
They got a blue circle with a little message thing in it, a white one with a one next to it. I don't know. It's just on the side, on the right side. It's like it's like a notification, I guess. Should I touch it?
Do you see, is there like an arrow down button at the downside of it or bottom part?
I'm starting at the tippy top. They got a little moon and a DF, a little like Bell Chase, Tree Service Bell Chase. It says refresh. I come down, it says reviews.
QR code.
It says request reviews in a blue line.
Yes, and that's it. So
hit that one.
Yeah.
Or they got history and templates.
Yes, So if you go to request review, this is where you can collect reviews from your customers. So if you click that one, you have to enter, go ahead and enter their name, their phone number. Email is just optional, and then you can select the language and then hit send. You can actually test it with your own number so you see how it actually looks like.
Okay, how do I text it to my number?
Yes, enter your name and then phone number. Yes. On the top of it.
Do I put my name, David Finley, phone number, I'll put in 504, no dash or nothing, or do?
Yes, no dash.
Okay, 504-352-4292, and enter email?
No, that is just optional if you wanted to receive it through email as well.
No, I'm going to hit send.
Mm-hmm. All right. Then look after your email. You should get an email from there.
Let's see. A text or an email?
Text. Sorry. My apologies. I confused you from there.
Yeah. Me too. I got it.
All right. So that is how they're going to receive the text.
Okay. So I just put their number. What's that? Mm-hmm.
Yes, you can play around with the template. Let's say you wanted it to be more, like, customized. Remember where you say that, like, there is a...
template?
There should be templates. You should be able to change that one if you wanted it to be more personal.
I'll get my daughter when she gets home. She'll have...
Yeah. Definitely. I'm sure you can find, like, something that would be more catchy. So they would know that it's really you.
Yeah. I'll try and make it more personal and see if I got any new pictures to send to y'all.
Yes. If you could send pictures, that would really help us with the optimization.
Okay. We can try with the pictures, and I'm trying to get some reviews.
Yes. That would really help you with the ranking, because even if we actually do the optimization, we do posting for you, if we don't have new pictures or reviews, it's going to be hard for us to rank you up. So, yes, reviews really helped a lot.
Yeah, I'm trying my best. I hadn't got a one, but that's me trying hard. I've just been kind of like different customers, or they so old they can't get on the phone, or trying to find the right age group, I guess you'd call it, to send in something. I either got crazy people or I got old people, and I'm like, where's the normal people that can send reviews? And doesn't seem to be working. We're running out of normal people.
What I would suggest is that whenever you do jobs, make sure to collect the reviews while you are there, because people, they always forget. Like when you're already gone, they even would forget, okay, if they have left a review or not. It's important while they are there, get the review.
Right. When I'm there and they give me their phone number, I'm going to, right there in front of them, when it pops up, I'm going to be like, that's me. Do a review. Need a review.
Sounds like
I got it. I think that'll make it easy on all of them.
All right. That is
me right. And up them and the old and the crazy. All right. Well, I appreciate you calling and working this out with me, and I'll try to pull my end of the wagon.
Okay, no problem, David. Thank you so much as well for your time. If you have, like, any question or any clarification, do not hesitate to text us, okay, or call us here, and we'll be happy to help you out.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you.
You're welcome, David. Enjoy your day. Okay. Bye-bye.
You be the same. All right, bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.